In the last, couple of months, we've had four brand new daytime shows. And one of them, of course, is hosted by none other than the great Brajan Pellman, who joins me now in the studio. Brajan, this is the first time you and I are actually doing this live.
It's true, actually. Yeah. Good morning to you, Bongani. Nice to finally be in the studio with you. And good morning to all the listeners.
So have you finally settled into 702? How are you enjoying your time?
I'm enjoying it immensely, actually. It's fast.
Yeah.
Goes at speed.
Let's
just say it goes at speed. I'm adjusting to it.
Yeah.
My seatbelt is well and truly fastened. I'm enjoying it enormously. I'm loving the listeners. There's really interesting conversations and inputs from people who engage with us on the issues of the day. And we're having some fun as well. We've done some nice things, with music. You've helped us with that. And, I'm really enjoying it.
One of the things I love about 702 Landers is, of course, you know, we want to, and I count myself amongst them, by the way, because I'm a listener before I'm anything else. We want the powerful to be held to account. But it's also this generosity of spirit, right? When problems arise, people want to get involved. People want to put their hands up and say, how can we be a part of a solution? Because it's easy to just talk, right? It's easy to point the finger. Any idiot can tell you what's wrong. But fixing it is an entirely different proposition.
Yeah, it's very, very striking about 702 that when you raise issues, the calls start coming in and people say, well, you know, what about this? What about that? And by the way, I can help. And I think we want to do more of that. We're going to do more of that. Let's walk the talk is absolutely an explicit statement of intention to do that. And I'm really looking forward to the next few months because we've got a massive task as a country, but we have our own slice of that massive task as a station. And that includes the listeners as well. So yes, when people call in and there's this problem or that, we get a call back. We had someone who had, was blacklisted, by a credit bureau, and immediately there was a lawyer who wanted to give us a contribution. The bank involved called in and said, we've got this. We'll sort it out.
It's that kind of walking the talk that you mentioned. So what key features, what new features can we look forward to on the afternoon drive?
So we're doing a couple of things. The one thing we do every Monday is something called hashtag Corona Hope. And we are very, very mindful of how perilous the Corona situation still is. We need to be, if necessary, from time to time, quite grim about our coverage of that. But within that, there's always someone who's done something quite remarkable to turn a business around. Last week, we had a listener, Naushad Khan from Cape Town, who was in the events business and reinvented himself and created jobs with it as a caterer and tried different kinds of food and realized, nope, nobody likes that one. So that's the one. The other one, to a point you were making on air earlier, Bongani, I was listening about accountability, is we have something on a Thursday called Promises, Promises, where we take something that somebody said, particularly on the show, and said, we're going to do this. And we say, can we call you back in a month? Right. The month is up. Promises, Promises. The person comes back and we check whether they've done it or not.
Can I give you a theme song suggestion? Brenda Fassie.
we already have that, actually.
Really?
Yes. When we launched it, great minds think alike, because Tabsile Mbete, our boss, when we proposed the idea to her, she said, Brenda Fassie, Promises, Promises. So we got it. But thank you for the second endorsement.
So it's going to be accountability. It's going to be tough love where it needs to be, but also the idea that we've got real problems, but we've also got real solutions for our people.
So I think that's absolutely right. And the one thing that I'm really dead set on is breaking huge problems down into pieces.
Yeah.
And not as a way in any way of diminishing responsibility for the people who were meant to fix them in the first place. But you had a fascinating conversation earlier about PRASA.
Yeah.
Where we would try to follow that up and say, okay, let's take one line. And by the way, we got a whole set of promises from Minister Fikile Mbalula, which we revisiting in November, because that was the date he gave us. But to actually say, okay, the whole of Gauteng is a mess, but let's do the line from Randfontein into Joburg Central.
Right.
What's happening there?
Oh, Mabopane, as she specifically mentioned this morning, Nosipho Dumisane. All right, John Pellman is the host of the afternoon drive. We're looking forward to driving home with you every afternoon, every weekday afternoon. You, Teho, and the whole team taking us home there. John Pellman, really, really great to have you with us on the 702 team.